Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're subscribing, commenting, and I welcome all of the new subscribers that have joined the channel recently. In this one, I wanted to speak to you about a really common occurrence with INFJs, and I think it's pretty much well known. Even if you just discovered that you're an INFJ, you probably think that this is one of your common traits and you talk about it all the time and you're confused about it, but it's something that you know about yourself even if you are just a new INFJ. And it's the fact that we don't even have to be inebriated. We don't have to be drunk. We don't have to be high. We don't have to have any kind of something in extra in our system for us to start doing extremely embarrassing things or to start saying awkward, embarrassing things. Now, partly this has to do with the fact that we're socially awkward and it takes us a little bit of time, actually years and decades. It took me decades to get to a point where I was like, okay, yeah, I think I actually slightly understand what the social situations are all about, and I know slightly how to behave in them. And I mean slightly. Because even if there's a little bit of a break in between my socialization, or if there's a little bit of a change in the social structure, I'm just clueless and I have no idea how to behave. And I'm just sitting there mute, trying to figure out, okay, what is going on here? Who is everyone? How are they all getting together? What are they talking about? And the reason I wanted to do this video is because after a long, long time, I finally decided that I was going to go to a social event. A friend of mine invited me to, she's from the writing group that I'm part of, and she invited me to a dinner party, a pizza and wine dinner party. I don't drink, so I was like, I was just going to drink water anyways, but I like pizza, and I like her, and so I was like, all right, let's do this thing. Now, of course, as you can imagine, it took me eons to finally get up the courage to say, okay, yes, I will do it, I will go. Not only that, it took me eons to get up to not canceling. So until the last minute, I was thinking, do I really want to go? Do I not? I don't know. Should I really do this? It's late at night. I could be asleep. I could be reading my mangas. I could be sitting at home by myself. All great options compared to this pizza and wine night, right? But I still went because it has been years since I've done something like this, and I decided, okay, let's just do it. Let's just do it for the experience and for the stories and for the video that you can do after about it. Not really, but you know what I mean. And so then I went to the thing and I'm sitting there, and my constant thought in my head is, don't say anything foolish and do not make fun of people, and in a way that, you know, I don't do it because I'm deliberately trying to make fun of people, but I'll suddenly say something that hits really close to the truth, and the person sitting there embarrassed or upset or angry because, you know, I pointed out something that was the truth that they were trying to ignore, right? And I'm not doing it deliberately. I'm just saying it because it's on my tongue and it just comes out, rolling out as if I have no control over it. I'm just sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, oh my God, why did I say that? Oh, I shouldn't have said that. And so, you know, constantly throughout the night, I was like, okay, just be calm. Don't get too intense. You know, don't say anything foolish. Don't say anything that's going to make you regret things. Don't reveal yourself too much. You know, that's also another thing that we're constantly worried about. Of course, none of this actually happened because I did all four of these things. You know, I did say things inappropriately and awkwardly, and I did reveal too much of myself and regret it after and stay in that mode of, oh my gosh, why? As I said, I'm not even drinking because I don't drink. I haven't drunk alcohol for a decade or more now, maybe 15 years. And so I'm not drinking. I'm just drinking water and a little bit of Sprite or something. With ice, and so that's exactly all I'm drinking. I haven't had anything extra, and I have a little bit of food, but all of these things are just pouring out of my mouth as if I have no control over my tongue anymore. And of course, partly it has to do with the fact that it's been a long time since I socialized, so I actually don't know how to control myself anymore. Partly it's also because it's getting late at night, and as it gets later and I get more tired, my control over my tongue dissipates gradually over time. And eventually, I have no control at all because I'm so tired and so groggy and sleepy and hungry and tired and everything that I'm just like, I don't have any control. I have no willpower. I'm just going to say whatever comes to my mouth. And so I ended up laughing at this person that was at the dinner party, which I did not mean to do. And I'm just sitting there laughing and I'm like thinking to myself inside, why am I laughing? Stop laughing. But I'm also still laughing on the outside, and I'm like, okay, you know what, I need to stop laughing. So I stop laughing and I tell him, oh, you know what, actually, I'm so sorry about that, you know, I didn't realize this is what you were talking about. And so I kind of try to backtrack, but at that point he was already embarrassed and a little bit upset as well, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? Why am I even here? What person thought it was a good idea to allow me into a socialist situation with other human beings? And who let me out of the cage? You know, who let me out of the zoo kind of thing. Eventually, it was 9:30. I got there around 6:30. It was 3 hours. I was like, 3 hours is a good amount of time. And without any notice, you know, like, you know how we are, you know, awkward, of course, even when we're leaving. And so without any notice, I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I get up out of my seat and she's like, oh, do you need to go to the washroom? And I'm like, no, I'm going home. And I said it like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, internally I'm like, oh my gosh, you could be a little bit nicer about it. Oh God. So I'm sitting there and she's like, oh, okay, so you're going home. I'm like, yeah, I'm just really tired, and you know. And so she's really nice and she's like, all right, I'll walk you to your bike. And she walked me to my bike, and even at the last minute I was like, okay, say something nice before you leave. And I end up saying, you know, the normal thing. So thank you for inviting me to your party. And hopefully I didn't say anything too foolish. And I'll see you at the next writing group. And that's it. Like, I mean, nothing else. I couldn't come up with anything else. I was like, I should say something. Of course, after I got home, I was like, oh, these are all the things I should have said. And I messaged her on WhatsApp saying, oh, you know, thank you so much and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I came across totally perfect and totally not awkward when I was texting it, of course. But then came the real bit of the party, which all of you as INFJs know that we do this. And so I walked back and forth in my villa, back and forth for half an hour. It was 9:30 or 9:40, something like that, because she lives very close to me. And so I'm standing there, I'm in my night clothes, and I'm walking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, half an hour, 45 minutes, replaying all of the crazy things I said overnight and all the awkward things I did. And I'm just sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know, I'm never gonna be invited to a dinner party again. But also, if she really does invite me to a dinner party again, I really should think twice about saying yes. And of course, as I said, you know, I'm out of practice, and you know, I did all these embarrassing things and said embarrassing things, mostly said embarrassing things because I was sitting the whole time. I'm sure if I got up out of my seat and started walking around, I'm sure I would have dropped things or pushed things around or broken things, because I've done that in the past as well. But, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, it's because I'm out of practice, and I give myself that excuse. But really, truly, the matter of the fact is that mostly what's happening in INFJ is we're kind of not putting a filter on our mouth. Like, you know, We are just whatever comes to our mind, and a lot of us are on the spectrum as well, and we don't know, we don't realize that certain things you should not say out loud, because you're living in a society where most people lie about everything, or, you know, don't talk about the important things, right? So we go into a situation and we don't realize all of these things, actually all these social etiquettes exist in society, and we're supposed to follow them. And maybe we do know, and we're just kind of in the moment, of the heat of the moment, we're really excited about something, we'll just say it out loud, not thinking that perhaps it might hurt this person, or it might not be appropriate to tell this person the truth about why they're running away from whatever they're running away from. And also realizing that we're not a counselor, you know, not trained, at least I'm not trained, and I'm not allowed to say all these things about people that I think I know, just because my introverted intuition is like, this is what this person's all about, and I should just keep it to myself, unless someone asks, right? And so there's a lot of reasons why it happens, and I'm sure you're sitting there thinking about all the different experiences you've had where you embarrassed yourself and sat around afterwards thinking about it. I mean, the dinner party was on Tuesday. It was 3 days ago, two, 3 days ago, and I'm still sitting here doing a video about it, so you can imagine how traumatizing it was for me, and I'm sure quite traumatizing for them as well. It's kind of interesting because I really wish sometimes I could become a fly on the wall and kind of go back after leaving the party and go back and sit there and listen to all the comments that the people make, because I really want to know, did they actually catch all of my awkward moments, or was it just, were they able to ignore it, or are they sitting there thinking, who is this person? What gives her the right to say all these random weird things? Thankfully, I listened a lot more than I spoke this time around, because I wanted to get to know these people. But you know, as time goes on, we listen, as we understand people and we know what they're all about, we start talking a little bit more and pontificating a little bit more, and perhaps we get comfortable and we start really getting intensely debative and argumentative and talking over people, or, you know, just really telling people what we think, what our opinion is. I haven't gotten to that point yet. I had a couple of moments where I was like, this is wrong and you're wrong. Couple of moments like that. But, you know, as we get more comfortable, we will get more of those moments where we're just like in the person's face, telling them exactly why they're wrong and why they should just change all of their opinions to our opinion. So I wanted to share this with you, only because I think sharing these embarrassing, awkward moments makes me feel a little bit better about them, because then I hope to hear embarrassing, awkward moments from your life and from your social gatherings, and hopefully you'll put them in the comments below so I can feel less embarrassed and less awkward and less terrible about myself. And hopefully I will go to another dinner party soon enough in the future, and I'll be able to come back to you and say, no, actually this time around I wasn't awkward and I didn't say foolish things. But probably not, considering that I'm an INFJ and I'm already in my late 30s and this hasn't happened yet. So who knows when this will happen. Maybe there are some INFJs out there who aren't socially awkward and who do not do or say embarrassing things. If you're out there, message us and let us know your secrets, because we would really like to know. I would really like to know. Anyways, I thought this would be a light-hearted commentary on our embarrassingness, and share your stories with me. I'd love to hear from you, and again, I'm so grateful for all your support, and I shall see you in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.